The Museum of Pablo Gargallo has its origins in the agreement signed in 1982 by the sculptor's daughter, Pieret Gargallo, and the mayor of Zaragoza, Ramón Sanz de Baranda. The artist's heirs agreed to donate a series of sculptures, drawings, cartoons, and documentation. The town hall agreed to restore the Arguello Palace, transforming it into the museum's headquarters, which was inaugurated in 1985. Recently, it has been extended by means of joining the adjacent building, and its installations have been updated. I recommend that you visit it with time in order to discover and enjoy this great artist. The building which hosts the museum was built in the mid-17th century as an extension of the houses belonging to Don Francisco Sanz de Cortés, later Marquis of Villaverde, Count of Morata and Atares. As we can see in its façade, it follows the model of Zaragoza's Renaissance palaces, although blended with Baroque elements. In the interior, the patio with columns features reliefs of the 12 zodiac signs, which alternate decorations of masks and fruit. Pablo Gargallo was born in Maia, Zaragoza, in 1881. When he was 7 years old, his family moved to Barcelona in search of a better life. All his human and artistic training took place at the Ciudad Condal, the Count City Barcelona, where he started as an apprentice of Eusebi Arnau and was pupil at the Academy Escuela de Talonca. In his youth, he was a regular at the Café Els Quatre Gats, where he met with other artists such as Pablo Picasso, Isidro Nonel, or Manolo Huguet. In his first trip to Paris in 1903, he discovered the works of Rodin, which would produce a deep impact on him. Back in Barcelona, he presented his first individual exhibition and performed the sculpture decoration of Hospital de la Santa Cruz and San Pablo and the Palace of Catalan Music, both buildings designed by the architect Domènec I Muntaner. In 1912, he settles in Paris, and from then onwards lives in both cities, working tirelessly in spite of his fragile health. After displaying his work with great success in New York and Barcelona, he passes away in Reus, Tarragona, in 1934, with 53 years of age, and just when he was beginning to be internationally renowned. Gargallo has been one of the greatest creators of sculpture in the 20th century. Throughout his entire life, he was able to create classical works together with sculptures which explored the limits imposed by tradition. In this search of personal and innovative language, he researched the use of new materials such as copper, iron, and lead sheets. In formal work, he introduced emptiness as a decisive element in sculpture construction, and he opened new expressive paths which many artists followed later on. In this museum, we can enjoy works representing all his creative stages, highlighting the great prophet, which can be found presiding the central patio, his masks, Uranus, Kiki di Montparnasse, or Homage à Chagall.